Hi, this is Dawn Bell. You're listening to Learning English with CBC for the week of June 27th. The Edmonton Catholic School Board wants the Alberta government to develop curriculum to teach students about sexual abuse. School Board trustees voted 7-1 on a motion pushing the Alberta government to include sexual abuse prevention in its recently announced curriculum review. The board chairperson, Marilyn Bergstra, believes it is important to raise awareness among students and to provide them with a safety net to come forward to say someone is hurting them. Bergstra worked with the Zebra Child Protection Center, an organization that helps children who disclose sexual abuse. The center reports that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 3 girls don't report sexual abuse, and 95% of all sexual abuse cases go unreported. The board hopes their motion will be considered in the new curriculum. A mother whose daughter is hospitalized with whooping cough says her sick daughter is proof that children who are not vaccinated can harm others. Annie Mae Braden says her 10-week-old girl Isabel has been in the pediatric intensive care unit for more than a month after contracting the disease and needed to be on a ventilator for weeks. What you do with your kids is your choice, but do not tell me that not vaccinating your kids isn't hurting anyone but your own kids, Braden wrote in a Facebook post that has been shared over 20,000 times. Isabel is proof that it harms the other little babies who aren't old enough to get their vaccines yet. Jeff Bishop, a pediatrician who is treating Isabel at the hospital, says whooping cough is incredibly infectious and spreads easily through contact with anyone who is inadequately vaccinated. Bishop says he has noticed an increase over the last year of children with whooping cough, including some deaths during the past 5 years. He says immunization can be an emotional topic for parents, but extensive research shows the benefits of vaccinations far outweigh the risks. The outlook for Venezuela appears to be getting worse every day, and it's not just because of the country's daily 4-hour mandatory blackouts. The oil-exporting South American country is caught in a perfect storm of droughts, food and power shortages, and devastating inflation and recession caused by plummeting crude prices. Becky Jordan, a private school teacher in Caracas, told CBC, "We're not at war, and we're living worse than in a war situation. I really have no idea how much longer people can take this." President Nicolas Maduro, who took over following the death of longtime leader Hugo Chavez in 2013, faces increasing criticism and opposition. The floundering economy has resulted in a shortage of basic supplies like food and medicine. The government only allows people to shop one day a week at state-run supermarkets. Food shortages have also contributed to a decline in the education system. Until recently, Venezuela's schools were among the best in South America. But now people are skipping school to wait in food lines. Also, teachers are fleeing the country. The annual dropout rate has doubled, and more than a quarter of teenagers are not enrolled in school.